I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the West has already celebrated Easter, the Middle East will celebrate it this weekend. While it's a spiritually joyful time for Christians, they're not safe. Why? Tom Doyle with E3 Partners.
This is traditionally the week that they are threatened. Recently, a imam in Syria said, "We'll wash the streets in Christian blood if they try to celebrate Easter and Resurrection Day."
This, coupled with Iran's nuclear talks, ISIS expansion, and more, it's giving Christians an opportunity for faith sharing. Join E3's 838 prayer effort on Facebook. Next, there's a silver lining to every crisis. For example, God used tragedy to call Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot Brian Marks to ministry.
Around the age of 16, there was a serious aircraft accident that MAF had. I was able to see the suffering that went on in the areas where MAF had been ministering, and God began tugging at my heart.
Today, Marks is playing a key role in MAF's medical ministry in Indonesia. As he flies patients from remote villages to the hospital, Marks shares about Christ, the great physician. Learn more about Mission Aviation at our website. And remember Typhoon Ruby? Well, it caused over $75 million damage and affected over 3 million people as it swept the Philippines. 5 months later, Reach Global Crisis Response is still helping the survivors on Samar rebuild their lives. As a result, nearly a dozen people have been baptized and weekly Bible studies have started. The work isn't done, though. Your support can rebuild homes, help plant a church, or fund a mission trip. Visit our website to help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available a free book. It's called Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.